Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting to know you chit chat. That sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well,
why are we having this conversation? What the hell am I doing here?
Now it's the good
stuff. So, just hanging out with Dean Gaffney.
So, what's he like?
Dean Gaffney.
Is he aware that he's Dean Gaffney?
I was speaking.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, really? I think he's very aware that he's Dean Gaffney.
Right.
He can't help it.
Do you know what I mean? Does he know, like?
Yeah, I spoke about it. Like, I was like, he's. Well, he was in Extras, wasn't he?
Yeah, as Dean Gaffney, Robbie from EastEnders.
Yeah, and he sort of knows because Dean Gaffney, Barry from EastEnders met him, and they're all like cut from the same cloth.
Sort of postmodern phenomenons, aren't
they? They are. But I think like EastEnders is a... Because you used to watch EastEnders.
Oh, God, yeah.
Did you used to be at EastEnders?
Yeah, David Wicks.
Yeah, well, even later than that, I think it went all the way up to Max Brannan era. Do you remember Max Brannan?
No,
you went too cool.
I bailed out when Wicks had left.
And that was the second Wicks, wasn't it? There was a Wicks before that.
He came back, I think.
Nick Berry was his brother.
No, who told you came
was
back?
He?
Yeah.
Dirty Den came back.
Dirty yes.
Dirty Den did come back.
Because he died.
He did. And Michelle Collins is back.
She's back?
Yeah. And she died as well.
Oh,
Cindy.
I also FaceTimed Daniela Westbrook.
Did you?
Because I was having one lunch with Wayne Lineker.
Oh, my God.
What a life. What a life this boy leads.
Anyway, let's...
Are Lineker and Gaffney pals?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. And then Westbrook was just there virtually.
Mm.
That's what happened. I was there just...
Did they do it? Did they thought, oh, Jack might like this. Let's get Westbrook.
I don't know, I think it just happens in that. That's what happens in them. Anyway, let's never getting bogged down with this stuff.
This is your level now, Jack.
Yeah. But look who's here. Our guest, Tom Wald.
Whee!
Fantastic. Tom, two Toms in the room.
Absolutely. Yeah.
There we go.
I'll go for, just call me TT.
Just call you TT. Yeah. If you could fight any Tom, what would it be? Who would it be?
Any Tom.
Tom Daly?
No, because it might be seen as a hate crime.
What about Tom Jones?
I don't think I could take Tom Jones.
I don't
even in even now. I think he's pretty trim. I think he's knocking me out.
Tom that Wald. Wouldn't be a good look either. Beating up an 80-year-old.
No.
Who's a good Tom that we could beat up?
Tom Little, the comedian.
Yeah,
would you take him?
I'd take him. One. Wouldn't even be a punch.
Who on the circuit? Who's the hardest comedian?
Oh, Jeff Innocent.
No,
in his day, maybe, but.
He's got training behind him, though, as well.
He talks the talk. Oh. It's more of a psychological victory. That
he has. Has he got martial arts training?
He has.
Yeah.
He wears you down mentally. And then you just want him to hit you just for something else, just for something actual that isn't vague.
I don't know. Who is
Ricky, what's his name? There's a ex-boxer.
Hatton?
Not Ricky Hatton.
He's not a comedian, is he?
No.
Didn't he try a stand up at one point, Ricky Hatton?
And everyone was so afraid that they just laughed.
Yeah.
My friend Danny Garnell doesn't do stand up anymore, but he was an ex pro wrestler. Did you ever meet him?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel Snoby. Yeah, you're not Yeah,
yeah, but we don't know if he can fight.
If he wanted to have sex with me, I'd have I couldn't do anything. I'd let him anyway. But even if I was trying to defend myself, I think I'd give up because I think there's no point in. Yeah, he's fucking huge.
He is big. He's a big boy.
He's massive.
I think I'm in the running for least hardest comedian.
I think you're right. Yeah.
I'm not hard at all.
I reckon. I don't know. I think you could switch.
I switch.
Yeah.
But I don't have anything to back it up with. I just have to hope it doesn't escalate to violence. But I can become psychologically menacing, but just in a kind of angry way.
I can see that.
Yeah. But just there's nothing there.
Have you ever been in a proper punch up?
I've had fights, yeah, but not for a long time, not for 10 or 12 years.
You've calmed.
Thankfully.
Calmed.
Yeah, but it's just silly stuff outside nightclubs and.
That's what it is.
Night buses and.
That's
got beaten up on a night bus when I was 18. I was so cocky. This was back in the day where you couldn't smoke on a night bus, but people did.
Right, yeah, yeah,
see,
yeah, yeah.
After work, I wouldn't just sit on the chair, I'd sit on the back of the chair. So I'd have my feet on the
rebel.
Seat. Smoking a fag out the window.
Vicious.
Yeah, yeah. And some kids got on, well, they were my age or older, and they were like four blokes, three girls. And he was like, can you move? And I was like, no. It was like me against seven people. And he was like, and he just came over and just started whacking me. And I was like, yeah, that's going to happen if you
just, yeah. Just move.
I just say no. No, I was here first. They don't operate on principle, these kinds of people.
Night buses were scary places, weren't they?
They're not all woke like they are now. Safe spaces, kittens and jelly babies.
All these left-wing night buses they've got.
It's gone mad out there. It's too safe.
It's too safe.
Bring it back.
When I lived in New Cross, I would get a night bus regularly and... Yeah, it is. I used to nearly fall asleep, but then jerk myself awake because I didn't want to wake up and find I'd been interfered with.
Yeah. Oh, you felt that was a risk.
Yeah,
oh, I was a pretty boy, wasn't I?
To be honest, that's why I used to fall asleep.
Yeah. I hope no one comes over and sits next to me.
I'll fall asleep with my fly open. I hope no.
Both fingers pointing directly at the crotch.
Double drop of Viagra. Put my fingers in here.
God, I'm asleep.
Is any of this going to be aired?
Yeah.
This feels like backlash.
Yeah, I might cut out the.
You just said it again now.
Keep that in.
That's for the Patreon.
That's the one bit I thought was all right.
We're back in there now. But I think there was. How old are you, Tom? If not my asking.
Never you mind.
Around my age.
That's when you know when someone's old, right?
Yeah.
It's
like,
age is a number.
Well, let's.
When I was at 25, I was like, I'm 25. And then now that I'm not, I'm like, Yeah. I've lost me documents. I can't actually.
I've got to an age where if I have like a silly idea, because people used to say to me, I'd come up with an idea and people go, you're still young.
Yeah.
And people don't say that anymore. I come up with an idea and they go, well, come on, let's sort of behave yourself a little bit. Yeah.
Come on.
But I was going to say, are you old enough to remember when robbing phones, getting your phone robbed?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was massive, wasn't it? That was like...
Still is, isn't it? It's big business, no?
Not big business at all.
Mopeds.
Yeah.
Mounting the curb with hammers.
Snatching the...
You not read the Evening Standard recently?
Oh, they're advanced then. It was more like face-to-face. It was... What I'm trying to get at, life was terrifying.
I remember when people used to steal landlines. You'd be asleep. People would break in. You'd hear them down there unplugging it.
Yeah. People would go around, give me your homing pigeon.
Yeah.
I was back and give me ye old pigeon.
I see some guy with a snide glove at the end of the road trying to woo them onto his glove.
give me thou quill. Yeah, but that was terrifying times. I just remember just generally just walking around like fucking scared. School was just hard. I found that hard. Like walking from one classroom to another. Just fucking, just someone peanutting you, a dead arm.
Yeah,
it's like
granddad,
pretending to kick a football at you. Fucking just like, just.
It's the step up from primary to secondary where you're suddenly exposed to these kids that you just go, where did they go to primary school? What was their primary school like that they're like this already
since in year seven?
Because I was thinking that, because I was thinking about this, you know, like ADHD nowadays.
Mm. Right? Yeah.
But do you remember like, when we were at school, ADHD was that kid who tried to, you like punched a teacher.
Yeah.
it was that kid. Yeah, really? That was it. But I'm thinking, if everyone, all these people now who have got the ADHD, what did he have?
Mm.
Like, yeah. What was like?
ADH double D.
It must be, do you know what I mean? Like, he was misdiagnosed. If everyone now, if it just means you lose your train of thought, what did the guy who burnt down the school have? Like, what was?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, we've got to go back in time and work out what that was.
We have to assume that he probably didn't have very devoted parents, but you never know, right?
Could
have had loving parents. Maybe they were too loving.
Yeah.
And he just went to school to let off steam because he's like, fuck off, mum and dad.
Yeah.
I'm my own man now. I'm eight.
Yeah. Because also, there's that.
Just let me
the
be.
Thing of the hard kid. Because this is the thing, right? The kids who got bullied are the rich ones now. They were clever.
Mm.
Now they're all earning money, and now the bully in the school is like, you know, picking up rubbish. That sounds bad. Not that there's anything wrong with that job.
No. But there's not. They're not doing it as a job. They're doing it just to feel anything.
Yeah,
a lot of the bullies, you meet a bully years later or the cool kid at school, is always quite interesting meeting them when they're like 28 or something.
Yeah.
It's always a bit like, ooh, okay. So 14 was actually your year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually since then, it's not, you know, they kind of peak.
No, they do. I got apologised to once. Not that this person didn't bully me.
Who?
His name was Bradley.
Yeah.
But he came up to me, it was Christmas Eve a few years ago, and he was
Bradley,
like, how was I mean to you in school? He was gutted about how he'd spent
He's been in therapy, isn't he?
Yeah, 100%. No, but he genuinely apologised. And then he talked about all the other people that he hung around with. One of them's in prison for murder.
Oh, yes.
At the moment.
Did he mention that as a threat?
I was just asking about
if him. If you didn't accept his apology, you'd be like, look, I'm really sorry, but if you don't accept my apology, just a bit of information you might like to know. I've got friends who are in prison for murder.
I've had that feeling though, where you feel that you need to just really repent and just
really.
I was in Australia and sort of like, you know, sort of seeing this girl, and then I didn't end it very well. I was a bit, you know, didn't do it in a very, very nice way. But then I saw her again in Australia. She was like a shot girl. And I thought, I feel really bad for how that ended. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I was like, I'm just going to let her know that, you know, I'm sorry about that, you know. And I sort of went up to her and like, I'm really sorry about what happened. She's like, Jack, I'm over it. Got to move on. And I was like, and she walked off. I was like, I love you. Come back. This is back. I just gone the wrong way.
I want a shot.
it's like an anxiety attachment thing I've got. So if you want to, I was like, I am the treat of me and Kim Keen. I'm on the other side of it, and it works on me. It really works.
Yeah. My girlfriend's very mean. I love it. Love it. She doesn't care. She doesn't give a fuck about me. It's brilliant. Yeah. It's really brilliant. Whenever I'm sad, depressed, she's almost annoyed. But when she's sad, I'm like, I've got to be there for her, otherwise I'll never hear the end of it. It's perfect. Exactly what I need. She honestly doesn't care.
Yeah.
Once a year, Valentine's card, brilliant. I find out that she actually loves me, and I'm actually surprised. And I'm like, really?
I'm pretty similar. I've literally is that I'm not. It's supposed to be the other way around, isn't it? Blokes treat them mean, fucking. Not. I think it works both ways.
Yeah, I think also if you're top shaggers like us, we know that we can have anyone
exactly
like that.
Exactly.
So it's nice when someone is a bit.
We often discuss it.
Yeah, we text each other. We text each other our results, our stats.
Is this the WhatsApp group of you?
Analytics.
Is this the WhatsApp group that you two are in with Gaffney, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, he's cleaning up, man. He's cleaning up. There's a lot of women in their early 50s who are living out their teen fantasies.
Yeah. I'm a runner-up. Gaffney's third at the minute. Tom's doing really well. I mean, so it's a bit, you know.
I'm the new Dean Gaffney.
Right, should we get into some questions?
Yeah.
Right, I'll let the listeners know. I often ask guests to prepare. Prepare a little bit of preparation, you know,
a little
like peek behind the curtain there. That's what you know. Mm. And Tom is prepared. Mm. It's good to have you here, actually, Tom.
Thank you.
Last week,
don't forget the formalities. It's good to see you. How are you?
How are you?
Keeping well.
Yeah, so, how's the new book?
Yes, thank you.
So you're very prepared, but also reluctant.
On some of it, yeah. Some of it is deeply shameful. You have said most embarrassing thing.
Right.
Yeah. That's deep. I've never told anyone this.
We need some sort of like sound.
A bit of work for me later.
Do that. That's what we need. A bell. A bell, is that going to...
A sound of a bell.
No, I reckon a crowd going... Ready, Steady, Cook.
Yeah.
A bit sorry, just changing something completely. Have you ever seen Ready, Steady, Cook, Australia?
No.
It's fucking brilliant, right? Because they do this thing where they go, so what have you brought in your bag? And whatever they bring out, it's like the audience are coming. It's like they go, I brought like an onion. Oh! And it gets more and more into, I brought some mints. Oh, God!
Was the host as good as Ainsley?
No, not as good as Ainsley. I'm going to send you a link, all of you a link to Ready, Steady, Cook Australia. This should go viral, actually. I
can't wait to see it. Thanks.
I will send you a link.
Don't send it to my phone, though, because I don't use smartphone.
Oh, you don't use smartphone. Oh, yeah. But I'll send it to you.
Email it.
Pigeon
it, yeah.
I will.
Tom, have you ever had a smartphone? Or is it?
Oh, wow.
I think we know you're over 25, but...
Yeah.
But I just...
Yeah.
I don't want to put a price on it. Have you felt pressure to get one, or are you quite happy? Yeah, but you're happy.
Jealous
of you.
But everyone used to say to me, come on, man. When are you going to get one? Come on, when are you going to come out of the dark ages? Come on, man. And now those same people are coming back to me like war casualties. Oh, man, I wish I'd got out.
Yeah.
I wish I was like you, man. I was gone. They're all fucked, all mangled by all the information.
But I make a living out of my phone now, which would be annoying. Unless I started making really... viral texts. I've got. Do you remember that actually? With Nokia phones, and someone would be like a series of like what do you call them? Dashes? No, what was
Yeah, it'd be like a
slash forward slash forward slash forward slash brackets, and it's like a dick.
That was
a thing, wasn't it?
Or, that was
Open bracket, full stop, close bracket, it's a tit.
And you'd spend some of your credit on sending that to someone else.
And when you're 14 and don't have access to porn. Yeah. It's a nice pair, actually. Yeah. What a lovely lady.
And you'd have to delete because your inbox would get full after about 50 texts. And you wouldn't be able to receive texts. You'd have to delete your inbox to see the pixelated
bosom. It was sad but fun times, simpler times. Well, you're still in them times, Tom.
I'm still there, mate. I'm still in that sad, simple time.
Takes me one late, isn't it? Yeah.
I think it for you now. You're in too deep.
I am in too deep. But I'd like to say I'm one of the people I don't really look at my phone. It's just my job. I still need the dopamine hit.
What's the longest you can go without checking?
I do things like when I take my kids out. I just don't take my phone.
That's nice.
Oh, that's good.
Because I just know I can't trust myself to do it. But it's like
you just don't see your kids very often.
Daddy's gonna be away for a while.
Yeah,
I found something better.
Got way more emojis. The sounds are more addictive.
Come back to me when you start making memes. Yeah, because these memes are brilliant. That story you just told was shit. Yeah.
Really long.
Yeah. How do I swipe off?
There's no viral capability to that. It's not.
Yeah. See you in a bit. I'll be here with dapper laughs.
There's no captions, so I couldn't understand a word of it. So I need the words as well as the audio.
Oh, we got sidetracked. Right, so do you want to do it? What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you? That was the question, wasn't it?
Well, when I was 20...
He's going straight in, we're in.
Yeah, when I was 20, I was a horny little thing.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and nipped off to the toilet with a... With a TV guide, I think it was.
Nice.
In the newspaper.
Was your phone not working that day?
No. I didn't have a mobile, actually. Went off to the toilet with the TV guide. I'd spotted a picture of the Spice Girls. And, and I was in there dealing with myself. And then didn't realise that the whole house was shaking.
What, do you live in a Wendy house?
Oh, wow. Just a very rickety part of the house. My mate was outside sitting on the steps. He just went, stop wanking, Tom. He was listening. He was just listening to me wanking.
Wow.
And I was like, okay. I just went very quiet, stopped wanking. And then we walked out together in the street, and it was very quiet and weird. And then he told everyone.
And then as in strangers like, in the days
later, no. A few days later, we were just walking. We went to the park and he had like 30 mates with him. We were all playing football. And people kept coming up to me saying, I always knew you, wanker. And I was like, why are these people being so rude? Oh. And I was like, oh, shit, yeah, yeah. So he told everyone in Hammersmith.
Wow.
So I couldn't go back to Hammersmith for a year. I didn't go back to Hammersmith for about 15 years.
Was it wanking?
Yeah, yeah. I just felt so ashamed.
Oh,
and and the bad thing is, I tried to lie about what I was actually doing. I said that I was rubbing my arm because it was really itchy.
Oh, God. You could have just owned it.
Yeah. No, I should. But when you're 20, you don't have it in you, do you?
Yeah. You were 20.
Yeah.
I suppose that is a bit too old.
I'm not
that
too old.
I still wank. It's not a problem. But it's just like, it's like
don't excuse yourself from your mate to go and quit wank.
I know. Excuse you, mate. Going for a piss.
Yeah. Tom, I have got a couple of questions.
Some follow-up questions.
Yeah.
One, you're getting flashbacks to hearing about the story in Hammersmith.
I am, yeah. which of the Spice Girls did you focus on the most?
It was probably Posh.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And secondly...
Posh wank.
What was wrong with the house that meant... Lovely. What was wrong with the... Better than baby wank, innit?
I'm regretting telling this story. Just saying that. I will pay. I will pay you not to show this clip. How much do you want?
Ah, first Patreon. And what was wrong with the house that meant if he was out, was he outside the house?
So it was a flat on the second floor of a house.
Right.
And the bathroom area just had a very, it was like all connected. So that, I mean, all the rooms, there was, for whatever reason, that room was very shaky.
Oh, wow.
So.
That was a vigorous.
Yeah, it was a vigorous wank, yeah. And he happened to be near the bathroom when it was happening. So he was putting on his shoes and then he went, he could.
I love the way. No, thing is, I don't like this. Is you got like discarded out of town, right? This guy listens to wanking.
That's true.
What about this guy?
Is he still a friend of yours?
No, it pretty much ended that day. Oh. I didn't appreciate him telling Hammersmith.
No,
yeah.
I think that's unkind.
If you could have go back and how would you have reacted now? Like if you would have,
I would have said yeah.
Yeah.
Trust me, I think about it every day. I've got my response down.
8-miled it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do wank. I am a fucking bum.
I've been practicing every day ever since.
I've got one more follow-up question.
Yeah.
Tom, you've done Live at the Apollo.
Yeah, that was the first time.
Did you at one point think, no, I can't go back?
No, I knew that that was my redemption. But that was it, the first time I've been back.
You have a wank in the... No wanking.
I puked actually the moment I arrived.
Okay.
Yeah, from car sickness.
Is that because of the anxiety of doing Live at Apollo? Because of the wanking?
No. There was probably somewhere in there, in the mix. Some PTSD.
It's come out of Hammersmith Station. You know, like the return of like the AA, that redemption moment. I mean, here he comes.
I'm surprised that was the first time he heard me, to be honest. I was wanking all the time when I was 20. It's ridiculous. That's one of the things about getting older I like. It's just, you know.
But did you have that thing as teenagers when you started wanking and you were just like, it was like just wanking was just like wanking last night, yeah? And you sort of tell a story about, like give little tips.
Yeah.
You didn't do that? No, me and my mates were just well into it.
Yeah.
Me and my mates were just going, I'm just going for a wank. You go, yeah, fair enough. You're like.
Yeah, it was.
You nip off for a wank and actually say
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you should have hung out with me. You'd have been fine.
Jack would have told Hammersmith, but he'd told him with a sense of pride.
No, I would have. I would have liked.
Tom's a wanker, and I am too.
He's fucking shaking the house.
I would have been listening, and I would come back and just give you like a review.
Yeah,
just give you little tips on that third stroke. Rushed, a little bit rushed.
Yeah. People like you at Wimbledon going, go on, Tom.
I better give him feedback on the wank.
Posh Spice, was it, mate? Oh, yeah. TV Guide, good page choice. 39. Yeah. Well done.
Good choice. That's what I've gone for.
I would have loved that. I would have loved to have a supportive friend.
Oh, a helping hand, as you would. Yeah.
But you know, like that. Well, not 20, maybe, but a little bit younger than that. There was everything was a wanking opportunity, wasn't it?
Oh, God, yeah.
There was like a. okay, there's a, even there it goes well into. Do you ever do that thing where you're bored in the house alone and you go, I don't know what to do, I really don't, and then you remember you haven't had a wank. It's like this moment of going, ah. It's like a really exciting moment where you go, this is, lad, how did I forget that? Yeah.
It was part of the GCSE revision. I was like, right, I'll do a bit of this and then I can go and that's my treat.
I remember going to biology. I went to the park to play tennis, and on the walk to the park I found a Daily Star and I was like, right, I'm going home. There's no way, I'm not going. That was it. The tennis was not
game set match.
The whole afternoon. It's just, yeah.
But then I was thinking this earlier, there was like a moment where, because, like, you know, just wanking, hormones and that sort of age, right? I mean, it was like, just, you know, but all I cared about that age was pubes. It was like, so it just ruined my education, really.
Pubes?
Yeah.
Why?
I was obsessed with pubes.
Your own?
Yeah, I just wanted them.
Oh, you didn't have pubes?
Well, I didn't have any, I just wanted them. Right, it was like my main thing I used to think about. It's like really fixate on pubes.
It was very much a there, not there one day, and they just appeared one day.
No, because I was there waiting.
Oh, really?
Like an Attenborough documentary.
I was terrified. I didn't know they grew above.
Cock never grows pubes.
That's the old...
How old were you when you were obsessed?
About 14.
Okay.
Because I think all my mates already had them, and I was just like, come on, man. Like, this is... Yeah. Come on, TikTok. And now everyone trims them. I'm like, no, I waited ages for these. These are... these are sticking about. You know what I mean? Like, when... I failed all my GCSEs. I was... focused on the wrong thing. Some people say it's not an achievement, but one of my CV.
We're proud of it.
Facilitate to a CV. Qualifications. Hobbies, wanking, and just some pubes. Yeah. Achievements. But that's an embarrassing story. But you know what, Tom? That's not the... There's not much shame in that. We'll make you feel better about that.
Yeah,
that's actually fine.
I feel soiled even talking about it, though.
You should hold your head high, man.
Yeah.
It's nice now. It's like a little focus group, isn't it?
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah.
It's spawned some very charming anecdotes as well from all of us. So that's nice.
A good role. Yeah. I think I've shared quite a lot there.
A highbrow podcast.
That's what we're going for.
Yeah.
It really isn't, is it? It really isn't.
Anyone that does give on the Patreon is we're kind of learning a lot about their what it is that triggers. I'm getting behind this. That's £20 worth.
It will just be the Patreon will just be wanking stories.
I think I'm about like 30 episodes in roughly, and just purely what it is. Yeah, so if you're enjoying this podcast, shame on you. Yeah,
but also thank you.
Yeah,
send in your own wanking stories to PO Box.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
What's the most drunk you've ever been?
Oh, same bloke, actually. I went to a house party of one of his friends.
This guy.
Jesus.
No, I went to his mate's party and had absinthe.
Oh.
Vomited everywhere.
You can't do it again.
No.
You get that one thing, don't you? You do once, and you just can't do it again.
No.
Was it the black absinthe?
I can't remember.
Because even that just looks scary.
I was just glugging it from the bottle to show off.
Oh, double hard though.
Bombed in the bath.
Was this in Hammersmith again?
Yeah.
Man.
Hammersmith. I hate it.
I was going to say, did you have a shot of absinthe before walking on live at the Apollo?
No.
Just because you vomited?
No.
No anxiety then?
Nah.
No.
No big deal.
how was, let's talk about the live at the Apollo, how was that feeling of doing Live at Apollo?
It was incredible.
Was it, yeah? That's what I want to hear. That's
it
good.
Was absolutely incredible. Good answer. It's the greatest gig I've ever done.
Is it really, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. It went so well. It went ridiculously well. It was almost
good.
Like, you know, when you watch a cheesy movie and the character has redemption and they do, like, they play the best game they've ever played, or they score the winning goal, or they have their best moment. It was that. It was bizarre. It was
amazing.
Almost surreal. So, I was like on stage, I was like, they're just clapping at everything I'm saying.
Oh.
And then I stopped at the end and I was like, I just want to say how important this is to me and how incredible you've been as an audience. And then they started clapping and they wouldn't stop clapping. And they were making noises and whistling and shit. And I was just standing there receiving this like wall of appreciation.
Wow.
And then at the end I sang Cher and I was like, thank you very much. And then they was stood up.
Standing ovation,
the Apollo.
I know. And then the producer came up to me afterwards, all drunk at the party. He said, oh, thanks for the standing ovation. That's going to be a nightmare to edit.
Wow.
Sorry about that.
But he was being nice, like, that's cool. That's a nice little...
Did they have the standing ovation in the edit?
They chopped it out.
Oh.
Oh. I know.
That is annoying.
If that's all that's gone, then fair.
No, you know. True.
At least they didn't chop out the clip and leave in the standing ovation.
Yeah. Yeah. So you done 20 minutes and they cut it down to 10? Was it that?
No, it was 25 and they cut it down to 8 and 12. They did two...
So all of it's just absolute gold. You could walk off and get two episodes out. You can.
Yeah.
Laters, bruv.
Yeah.
Did someone have to follow you?
No.
That's good then.
They couldn't.
No.
Yeah. Go home, you.
Yeah, they sent them home. Yeah.
Just killed the room there.
Mm.
So is Live at the Apollo like the main? Is that the aim for most comedians?
It is, but it shouldn't be, should it? I don't know. It's like it used to be the big thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like what you're doing is more valuable. I could do a YouTube series reacting to Live at the Apollo, and that would probably do better than Live at the Apollo. Just me like raising my eyebrow when someone comes on.
How harsh would your criticism be? Would you just alienate yourself from the rest of the circuit by just being as harsh as possible
if
about the other
If it
acts?
Worked, yes. If it guaranteed me brand partnerships and a brand new gated home in Kent, I would do it.
Oh, someone out there put an offer in.
I'll trash
everyone. I would love to watch it.
Oh, here she comes, Realina.
Because I'm on this side of it, though, like I'm getting into the stand-up, it's like you're always on the other side of...
Sure.
I think it's like, it's about sounding like wanky. Like, I really appreciate the craft of stand-up. So sure. I'd never try and short change. Like, if people come to see me do stand up, I want them to go, fucking hell, that was good. Do you know what I mean? Not just sort of like turn up and go, I'm that guy off Instagram or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
But people are so excited to see you that it's hard, isn't it? Because that your people will be, whoa, it's the guy.
But this is the thing. Like, I'm not really experienced that yet. I've just started selling my own tickets for people to come see me, which that'll be an exciting experience. But what does happen, which gives me sort of, because, you know, I've been going like a relatively short amount of time compared to, you know, how long it takes to do stand up. What will happen is, just before I go on stage, I'll hear the whispers of, I was like, go off TikTok.
Yeah.
And then I'll because especially like new material nights or something. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, I'm thinking, I'm still learning this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's that sort of feeling. But then I feel, so I sort of throw my notes away and go, hit him with the goal.
Do you get that from other comedians as well? Oh, is that go off TikTok?
I don't
just spit on the floor. Yeah. That's the only difference.
I don't think. No, do you know what? No, you do get a lot of like videos, mate. And that's
nice.
Yeah,
that's quite nice. That's quite nice. But there was
no disparaging comments.
Behind my back, mainly.
Yeah, like,
and that's where I prefer them. Because it's like, I was thinking, you know, when you say to trolls, it's like, oh, yeah, troll me. I mean, wouldn't say it to my face. And then someone did say it to my face. Like, actually, no, just do it.
Yeah.
Just stick it in the comments. So I put a filter on that. Say it to my face. Oh, actually, no, don't.
Yeah. We were watching, me and Freya were watching Michael Barrymore's TikToks, because it's going really well on TikTok for Barrymore.
Is it really? Yeah.
But there's no comments underneath to say pool, murder, suicide, death.
Yeah.
And I'm like, does he have to go on and put buzzwords? Like, is there like a software that takes out comments?
It's usually you do it on the app.
He would have had to type in death, pool, murder.
Or whoever runs his thing,
Fucked with a pool thermometer, evidence hidden.
Strangely, I've had to turn off the same comments. The mine are usually, I have to go, wanker.
Yeah.
Is that a big one, is it?
Big one. Well, yeah. Judging from what I've just been talking about. I've got a fucking good point there. Do you know what I mean? But no, do you know what I find? I probably shouldn't reveal this because they'll probably go after me more. I find what I don't like is when, like, you know, as I say, I honour the craft of comedy. I really enjoy it, right? And it's when people accuse you of just like ripping something off, or like you're just doing that, because you know that we as comedians we write and we want to make something, and we want to, when they sort of accuse you, you're like, oh, fuck off. You know what I mean? It's like, this has been on Friends. I don't fucking watch Friends. I don't know what that is. Do you know what I mean? I've never even watched that. You know what
Friends is?
No, I'm saying that was a bad example. I have watched Friends. I'll tell you what,
every
Seinfeld,
single episode.
How much Seinfeld? And
yeah.
Seinfeld is all about like relatable situations, which is what I do. And he's just doing Seinfeld. I'm not, because I haven't fucking seen it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like impossible for me to be doing that. It's just parallel thinking or whatever.
It's The Simpsons did it as well.
Exactly.
How many times do you think of an idea and then you go, well, that's quite close to
it. Tell what I used to love, what I was thinking about the other day. Bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Never seen it.
Rick Mail.
I tried, didn't like it. It was too hectic.
Too high.
It was hectic.
Lowbrow.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it was quite good to watch as a kid. Because it was hectic. It was slapstick. They punch each other in the face.
I used to watch it as a kid. I probably might watch it now and go, oh.
I actually think it was perfect as to watch as a sort of 10-year-old boy, because it was a bit naughty. They punch each other, make sound effect. Richie would pull his pants up above his waistband.
I mean, that is funny.
It's so funny.
That is really
big
funny.
Big pants.
I do that.
Really
funny. I like that. Just like indoors, just like.
Yeah.
What's I doing on stage, man? It's not going well. Just
up it comes.
What do you reckon of that?
Just pull them up further for each joke that doesn't work.
Right. Tom, tell us a horrific story. I'll leave it up to you.
A horrific story?
Well, just tell us a story.
I'll tell you a story if you remove the wanking story.
Oh, I've got to remove it.
No chance.
No chance.
Don't worry, no one listens.
A horrific story, isn't that?
But don't go horrific. Just tell us a story you would like to tell that you won't be anxious that you have to have it removed.
Court shagging.
Legend.
Yeah. My whole teens and early 20s was just spent trying to get girls and failing. That was it. It was just absolutely horrible. It was one humiliation after another. Even girls that fancied me, I couldn't get them.
Oh, I know that feeling.
And I remember when I was 21, for a big year for me, 2021, and this girl, this beautiful girl, I used to do charity fundraising on the street.
To get girls?
No, to get sign-ups to the Bernardo's charity.
Okay.
Or Greenpeace. Or whoever I was put on that week. And we would go around all the country and we would have to do it before it was saturated. So people were actually quite willing to do it. It wasn't like everyone hated you.
Really? Was it before the word chugger came out?
Yeah. And there was this beautiful girl and she was called Shari. And we clocked each other one Sunday because all the teams would meet up on Sunday. And she said, oh, I'm organising a trip to Amsterdam. Do you want to come? And I was like, yeah, I would actually. And I said, oh, I'm a bit skint though. She said, don't worry, I'll pay. And you can just pay me back. I was like, all right, cool. And then we, you know, she organises a few of us to go. And then we get there and there's a hostel and we're all staying. And then there's like six of them in one room. And I get my own little room upstairs with a spare bed because she's going to arrive a day late. And she has a choice. She has a choice. She can sleep in the room downstairs or she can sleep alone with me. She sleeps alone with me.
Yes.
I'm like, cool.
Legend.
And then in the morning.
Novel, this. Like, it's amazing. Isn't it? It's lovely.
Yeah. I'm happy for the story to end there. Yeah. It sounds great.
Yeah, let's end it there. Yeah. It's almost a happy end. Believe it now. And then in the morning, I was doing my sit-ups and my push-ups, and she was like, "Oh wow, you're very strong," you know. And
oh
like,
God!
I showed her.
Weird. It's already gone weird.
I showed her how to do sit-ups properly, and I put my hand on her tummy to show her where she should be feeling it. And she was like, "All right, that's really interesting. Thank you." And then I was like, "Oh, can I borrow one of your tops? We'll go out for a walk." And so I borrowed her vest tops, where I went out in her clothing to went out for breakfast, sitting with each other, chatting. We'd just done a workout together, and then didn't make a move on her.
Oh.
As got smoked so much weed that I was pranging for 2 days. Started singing her name. My Sharona. I just kept singing My Sharona. And then I'd go, oh, she thinks I'm singing about her. I'm not. And then so I tried not to look at her.
Oh, no.
And then on the last day, I wrote her a poem about how beautiful her eyes were.
Oh, no, Tom. I
gave it to her. And then...
didn't even rhyme.
And then we missed our flight. And then we had to get a coach, but I was too stoned and too paranoid to get on the coach.
Oh,
so she got on the coach with someone else and left. I stayed in Amsterdam, went back to the hostel. Two American girls invited me to share their bed. Didn't have a threesome with them.
Oh, for
And then went home in the morning, and a week later she was going out with someone else. And I regret it every day. Shari, if you're there, and if you've enjoyed the stories I've told on this podcast...
Tom,
that sums it up. Even the girls that clearly fancied me,
you worked backwards.
She went into my room. I wore her clothes. I touched her stomach. She paid for the holiday.
Yeah,
and I mean, like you purposely sabotaged it. It's something in your head. I couldn't destroy this.
Bring myself to do it. I couldn't bring myself to say, "Oh, you're cute. Do you want a kiss?" That's all it would have taken, right?
That's all it would have been.
Yeah,
I mean, you didn't have to do the sit-ups thing.
No.
That was like, even that was like, you was getting away with there. Just reverse. I think the bit where you went, she went, "Can I sleep in your bed?" That was your moment.
That was it.
Then you started writing poems.
Wrote a poem 2 days later.
Wearing her clothes.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
It was just...
Tom, that's your most embarrassing story.
Yeah.
That's it. Yes, it is.
Well, I'll
tell you.
We'll happily edit that out.
Well, it's... Oh man!
No, do you know what though? Like, no, again, this is like a folk. There was a little support group.
That's a lot of pain there. That's pain.
I've done
several
it
of those
so many times, but we've drunk, got too drunk,
fucked it,
nervous, made a fucking fool of myself. Because I was thinking, I get this level of drunk where I don't really black out, but I'm so aware that I'm really drunk.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Right. So I'll be going, I can't talk, bro. And it's like, no, it's like, I can just see people look like, I can't, there's nothing I can do about this.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? It's
out like, of body.
Yeah, it's a really horrible feeling.
That's a nightmare. It's a little nightmare.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like it happens to me all the time.
Mm.
Tom, listening to that story was like watching my football team, the striker going through, rounding the goalkeeper.
2-0 up. About to make it 3-0.
Yeah, and then like, and then just inexplicably, like,
writing a poem.
Not smashing, just serenading the fans and writing a poem.
He's throwing a goal. What is he doing? He's
put it in the net. Put it in the net.
He gets on his knees and looks like, "I'm going to head it in the net." Get on my pad. Scoring a goal. and then we lose 3-2.
Yeah.
Last minute.
Absolutely.
You even had like a second. You had extra time penalty with the threesome.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Pickford saved from Jorginho, giving us an actual chance again. We all thought it was over.
Yeah.
And then Saka, God bless him, he missed it.
Yeah.
Joe, one of your, going back to stand, one of your best bits. My favourite bit of yours.
Oh, this is, I like this bit. Finally,
edit this out as well. There's the anxiety when texting.
Oh yeah.
Like when you text someone and they don't text back right away.
Mm.
This goes back. This has gone full circle. It goes back to what we were saying before about like treating me and keeping keen. Mm. If they're there texting you all the time, you're like, this is too easy, because it is the whole thing with modern dating. It's all a game now.
Mm.
There's like a thing you've got to leave a certain amount of time before you text back, and there's all like these rules. And I mean, I've never been on a dating app, but I imagine
haven't you?
No, I imagine that's a fucking nightmare.
Mm. I remember I used to have to ring up girls on their landline seriously and ask them out.
Yeah.
I'd get the number on a Rizzler, an underage drinking.
That's nice though.
Get their number on a Rizzler.
You were underage as well, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. Just putting that in there. I'm just looking.
He's going to roll up in his mouth.
Pop your number on there, girl.
And one of them little blue pens from the bookies.
Hey, I've got a pen. Stick it on there.
I'm out of my ear. There you go, darling. 0208. Just who picks up the phone? Just because I can do impressions of young boys as well.
I was there today because like dating apps. Do you know how it is? Like you know, because of the whole what was that program with the Take Me Out?
Oh, yeah.
So you had all women because they had to choose one man, because if it was the other way around, it'd be like a man would go for anything. So that's the way I think male-female relationships
work. It'd be a very short program.
Yeah. But I think, because like a female can look at one of these dating apps and pick their absolute perfect man.
Mm, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like, and they're like, but so you've got no chance.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I know.
Well, that must work. It must work. I'm saying it must make it.
I've never been on an app either.
Suspicious. Yeah. No one's been on an app in this room.
Because, I mean, it's quite. We live in a world where it's like, you know, all about liberal caring about people's feelings. What's that word? Where it's like, you know what I mean?
Very empathetic and aware.
Yeah. Of that. But at the same time, we're swiping past people and judging them.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a real weird conflict, isn't it? Of like, that's how we're.
But then it's like you're saying it because you know. If you were on Tinder and it would notify you every time someone didn't swipe, that would be a different experience. Cool, it was actually. Like, this person rejected you, this person rejected you, this person.
Notifications.
This person stalled for about a minute and then rejected you.
But my I was speaking to like a mate and he was saying, like, sometimes you go on a date, you give it a few minutes, and you just, like, they've just, this ain't working, is it? And they go, no, you should.
Yeah,
just like this. Really? Just straight away.
They treat you like a TikTok video.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
On to the next one.
Swipe past. You know what I mean, it's been gone on the days where you pretend you like someone for a little while. It's just immediate. It's like doing blind date. You know, here's your date. They go, oh, for fuck's sake. Walk off.
If I went on first dates, I always think about this because I always watch it with Freya, and I'm always like, who would they pair me up with?
Yeah,
I think. Well, if I went on there and I explained my type.
Yeah.
Underwrap. Underage but feisty.
Yeah, sure.
We can't use this guy.
Who's in charge of the family phone? You know, yeah. They answer.
Yeah, ideally. Yeah.
I did get a message the other day asking me to go on first dates.
Did you?
Really?
Yeah. I said, no.
I'd love to see who they paired you up with. I bet they'd pair you up with a very conventional, pretty.
Well, that's because that was what I would ask for.
Yeah.
Or what fit one, please?
Yeah.
Personally, if she's got one, yeah.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, if she is.
I've got one, so it's fine.
Occupation, that'd be nice, yeah. not fun, though, yeah.
A bit indifferent about it? Yes, please.
I could do it.
I've got an embarrassing story for you.
Go on.
Yeah. Oh. An embarrassing story, you say?
Well, tell us an embarrassing story, Tom.
Sure. Oh, there's so many. I won't tell you the worst one.
Oh.
But I will tell you my second worst one. When I was 20, 2 in the morning one night, went to a petrol station to buy a porn mag, right? And had to order it through the little gap in the window. And he said, yes, sir. And I was like, can I have the men only? And bought a porn mag. And I was so excited walking home that I had to stop off in a church garden and deal with myself in a hedge.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, I'm still surprised at the boldness of you going into a petrol station. Sometimes I have an anxiety he's going to judge me on what sandwich.
I bought a sandwich as a decoy.
He comes out of a men only cheese and pickle.
A platter of sandwiches, please. And men only. Just something to read while I'm eating. No, not a big deal. Just any of the ones up there. Please. I'm very hungry, but I don't like to eat without reading. That's £72 for the sandwich. Keep the change. Yeah, you do. I did. I used to have to go and buy mags. Yeah, and just try and style it out. But, you know, needs must.
Mm. Yeah.
20 years old, unattached, clinically unable to pull a girl.
Well, you prove
even
this.
The ones wanted me.
Yeah.
Like magnets.
Petrol garages in Amsterdam.
So for an embarrassing story, I think that's a good one to use in the edit. Sure.
Well, we're going
to
use them all.
Yeah,
it's a juicy story.
Loads of lovely embarrassing stories.
Oh, no.
They're all...
The thing is, though, Tom,
I'm actually strangely proud of that one because I think it makes me seem so virile.
But Tom, to make you feel better, like,
and fuck the church as well. Because I grew up in the church and it made me miserable, so that was my revenge.
Well, there you go. This has been about revenge quite a lot of time, redemption, mainly through wanking. Weird heroic wanking. That's mainly what this has been about.
The substance of this podcast. Yeah.
But I'll be honest though, I've had loads of guests on, and lots of them have asked and answered the wanking story, and it's been absolutely fine.
They've done wanking stories.
It was one of the questions. Have you been caught wanking?
Oh, that wasn't on the list you sent me.
I knew you'd just go that way, anyway.
Oh, right. You know my style. There's a lot of wanking in my material, to be fair.
I was trying to get you away from the wanking stories, but you keep dragging it back.
I tried to help you, Tom.
What's the best game of football you've ever been to? Well, the time I was wanking. Anfield.
Yeah.
Who's your favourite 90s icon? Well, it'd have to be Posh Spice. Funniest story about her.
Right. Favorite TV supplement? Ooh.
TV guy. We're gonna wrap it up.
Mm.
Face cut on, Tom. Oh, do you wanna?
Welcome.
Do you wanna plug your socials? Even if you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you about to say he doesn't have a smartphone?
Yeah. he's got on the socials.
I'll give you my number if you want to text.
Fax Tom.
Just hear us out.
He will call you on the landline.
Yeah. If you want to call Tom on the landline,
leave your number. I'll call you back.
I call you back from a phone box. But otherwise, do you even know your Instagram handle?
Yeah, I do actually. It's Tom Ward Comedian.
At Tom Ward Comedian. Follow Tom. Nice. Very funny comedian.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming on, mate. Thanks, guys, for being here. And
always. Especially when I hear stories like that.
There you go. There you go. Should we end with our round of applause?
Oh, of course.
Tom Ward, everybody.
Yes.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.